CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, hey, Ernie.
Hey, Ari.
Hey, Adam.
It is a grand old flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you
welcome.
Know what,
I don't know
just
what you
agrees.
Mean. Yeah,
it's a high-flying flag, would you say?
I don't know what you're talking about, but welcome. Good
yeah,
morning.
We're in Burnie today for CFM's Best of the Best. We're still on tour trying to find the best of the best in all the areas.
Yeah, so come down and see us. We've got some Crips Mouse alive. If you need some bread to have some breakfast this morning, come and see us.
There's a couple of empty cans of veggie oil down there too if you want to dip it in that.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Live a little.
But yeah, 31A Wilson Street's where you can find us, right outside CFM HQ in Burnie.
Yeah, I'm excited. Bring it on. Happy Monday.
No, but it is a grand old flag, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about, but hey, good times, though.
Hey, that's true. Let's kick the good times off.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Voting's now open.
It sure is at cfmtaz.com.au. Vote for the best of the best in Burnie.
You're going to vote for those seagulls, Ari?
No, there's four. They're surrounding us.
Hey, they've gone out of their way to come visit us this morning, say hello to the CFM team.
They heard we had Crips Master Loaf and they were like, I want free bread.
You're terrified of them, aren't you?
I'm sure you're not supposed to feed birds bread anyway.
Yeah, no, I think it's highly forbidden.
I noticed you're wearing your Melbourne hat today.
Yeah, well, how about that flag? Isn't it a grand old one?
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's a high-flying flag, Ari.
I had no idea. Go football, though.
Yeah, it was pretty fun
Did
times.
Actually watch the game.
How about those Ds, though? Behind at half-time, then in the third quarter, at some point during the game, Bulldogs only got 7 points and Ds got 100.
I know, just like you blinked and it was like, wow, football, you know?
Yeah, and see, the last few grand finals, have been pretty rare for the Ds to be in the grand final, but the last few, it's usually the Ds on the receiving end of a thrashing like that.
Yeah.
So it just,
they got that momentum and they just ran with it.
To be honest, it felt a bit surreal, like it wasn't real, like it was just another game.
You're still, like, how do you feel?
Well, it's sinking in, it's still sinking in.
I thought you were going to get revved up and super excited. I was waiting for it and you were just like, yeah.
I was definitely revved up and excited when it was closer, but then I sort of already knew we'd won, and then it was just weird feeling.
Fizzled out?
Like, you know, Killing Heidi, the band, a few of them go for the Ds, and they said the next day on their Twitter, did that really happen yesterday?
They're in shock.
You know when someone you know dies and you don't feel anything because you can't comprehend it?
You know that giant?
BFG.
The giant, yeah, the really tall one that was on, is he the captain or something?
Max Gorn, yeah.
Yeah, he was on someone's shoulders at the club.
How? Too high?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, he's already tall enough. I don't think he needs any assistance. But, yep, he was on his mate's shoulders, I guess another football player.
I guess, yeah.
They were all in the club. I saw it all over my Instagram stories.
I guess
a few friends
when
were there.
You, when you win a grand final for the first time in like 57 years or something, you get superhuman strength, Ari.
Yeah. Well,
it's science in a way.
Simple science.
Trivia trial.
Breakfast live from Burnie. Had to wait for the trivia troll thing, Ari. Concentrate
it's
now.
It's time to troll that triv ads. Okay, we're going to ask you a very important question. If you do know the answer to the question, Bossman Jellyfish is back at HQ taking your calls at 1-300-655-922. So if you know it, give him a call and you'll go on the draw if you get it right to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. So you can enjoy the spring warmth being Tasmania and the snow that we get in spring.
Still need a heater, don't you?
You still definitely need a Jensen's wood heater.
Did you call the boss Jellyfish? I thought he specifically told us to call him Fishy Boy.
Oh, I forgot about Fishy Boy, to be honest. Fishy
Alrighty.
Boy.
Our question is, of course, Melbourne Demons on the weekend won the grand final for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, your team, by the way, your team.
My precious, precious team. Got the cap on right now. But
Football.
What? Go footy. What was the last time they won? Like, what year was it? What year were they last the premiers? 2021 doesn't count. The year before that. When was the last time the Ds won a grand final before this weekend just gone? 1-300-655-922. Call Jerry or Fishy Boy as he prefers to be
Fishy
called.
Boy.
And we'll pop you in the draw if you're correct. It's CFM's Adam and Ari and we're live from Burnie.
Trivia trial.
Rob in Burnie. How you going, Rob?
Pretty good, mate.
That's the way. You've called up for Trivia Troll?
I have, Jerry. Yes, mate.
All right. The question being, first of all, are you a D's supporter?
I'm not a footy follower at all, mate. I just think I remember what the year was.
Right. What year do you think it was that the Demons last won the flag?
1965 rings a bell.
Oh, it is very close.
64.
Yeah.
No, it's not 65, it'd be 64 then, I reckon.
64, you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon we can give you that. It was 1964. Rob, we're going to put you in the running to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. So well done to you.
Awesome, mate. Thanks for that.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
20th of September, Ari, 4 minutes to 7. Why don't we have a look at it?
Oh, let's do it.
Now, on this day, 27th of September, in 1932, Maud Bonney became the first woman to fly around Australia. You ever flown around Australia, Ari?
Well, not in one go.
You haven't?
Not in one go, no. I didn't just, like, do a loop.
Yeah, you didn't.
I've been to Darwin, though. That's across Australia.
On this day in 1960, the first ever moving pavement opened in Europe at a bank station in London.
So it's moving, like, pavement? Yeah, like in Harry Potter where, like, the staircase moves.
Like a travelator, you know.
Oh, like in the airport?
Yeah. Those ones where you stand there and it's a bit weird.
They call it a moving pavement?
Oh, apparently it's got a lot of names.
That's the weird name.
Travelator, moving pavement.
Travelator, that's funny.
Yeah. But I thought if I said moving pavement, you'd be confused.
Yeah.
So I chose.
Thinking of Harry Potter.
I chose that one. In 1998, search engine Google was launched. You ever use that Google?
Oh, is that why it's got the birthday thing on it today when I was getting those current temps for you?
Yeah. Happy birthday to Google.
It's all yellow, yeah.
You ever use a different search engine?
There's one that plants a tree every time you use it.
Oh, Ecosia.
Yeah, but I kept forgetting what it was called, so I had to Google what it was called.
So I used to have that as my home page in my default browser, so I would, when I went to search stuff, it would come up with Ecosia and then not find the result, and then I'd have to go to Google, but I still planted the tree anyway.
Yeah, plant those trees.
Because it's not Google. It doesn't really find anything.
Yeah, Google's just too good.
I know. On this day in 2000, Lauren Burns won Australia's first ever taekwondo gold medal at the Sydney Olympics.
Ooh!
So, thanks very much. And on this day last year, the Brisbane Broncos finished on the bottom of the NRL ladder for the very first time since the club was founded in 1988. NRL Grand Final next week, by the way, Ari.
Wow. That's a long time to not be at the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, but, you know, they made it. They made it there eventually, so congrats, Broncos, you made it to the bottom, eventually, finally.
Now, I know you don't use Facebook, so you don't have memories that come up on your Facebook page.
Mm.
I've got some, and sometimes they're just a little bit like, what the?
Okay,
so 12 years ago.
On this day in history, Nari's life.
So 2009, my status was, the cat wants to know what you're all up to, hee hee.
Do you have a cat?
I don't have a cat.
What?
Makes no sense.
Were you with a cat? A friend's cat?
Don't know.
What were you like in 2009?
Like a cat, I think.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Happy
Good morning.
Monday.
Good weekend, Ari.
Yeah, we watched football.
My precious
demons. At Bossman's house. He had an AFL party.
Thanks for the invite, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thanks
for dressing up the place. There was some streamers. Some balloons.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, live from Burnie, outside the CFM HQ on Wilson Street, Ari.
Yeah. Come down and say hi. We've got Cripps Mask Loaf.
Yeah,
no free bread.
We've got our bossman, Jerry, back at HQ, pressing the buttons and turning our mics on, and he was a bit nervous to turn them on then because the song was ending and we were still beatboxing.
So you can beat the fun fact.
No, I
can't.
Were
you just beatboxing?
I can't.
You were just beatboxing.
That's not beatboxing.
I'm claiming
Just
it.
Call me Joel Turner. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I actually do.
All right, but the reason we're here, we're looking for the best of the best in the Burnie
area.
Yes,
we sure are. And you know what? We have all had that sinking feeling too.
Yeah, you've been working for hours on the computer. You almost finished that urgent document when, bam, nothing. The screen goes blank and that work you spent all day slaving over is gone, never to be seen again. You ever get that blue screen of death as well?
It honestly is the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
That whole uni assignment just gone.
Mm.
You've been watching Netflix and you're like halfway through an episode and you're like, forgot what episode I was on.
That's even worse than a document.
That's even worse.
Losing a document, you lose your place on Netflix.
Or you lose that password because you're in someone else's login.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's no longer saved.
can never get that.
You know what I found out on the weekend? I had an ex's account still saved, logged in on my computer on Netflix.
She's changed her password?
She's changed it.
Oh,
she must have got wise to me.
Dog. Absolute dog.
That's right. But with Island IT, you can say goodbye to computer problems.
That's absolutely what we want. If your computer is running slow, won't turn on, the internet won't load, or you're getting lots of unwanted pop-ups, Island IT can fix them all.
Doesn't matter if it's a PC, Mac, tablet, or mobile phone. Well, it matters to me, but not them. So you've got to do PC, surely.
Let's not have that discussion. just give the team at Island IT a call.
Island IT are experts in working on all the top computer and IT brands, and they specialise in fast turnaround.
That's what you want when you're stuck on that episode. Yeah. Want to get back to it? You'll be back up and running before you know it.
Yeah, you do have to get back to it. Will Jack Bauer defuse the bomb?
Yeah, who knows?
Jack Bauer's only got an hour to sort it out.
Exactly.
But I have to wait a day or 2 days? No, not with these guys. They sort it out quick for you. Good morning, I'm Adam Davison, first with Dog News, live from Burnie, Ari. Now, you have a dog, don't you?
Yes, you could say I've got a dog.
Have you ever felt your dog has played a practical joke on you, particularly when it's displaying a grin that doesn't look like it's just panting?
Yeah, 100%. Yesterday, we went to the dog park.
Do you think she was playing a practical joke?
Yeah, I thought she wanted to play with other dogs. No, she definitely did not. She went straight for the mud puddle.
Yeah, and you think she did that to taunt you?
Yeah, I think she was clean.
And she knew that you didn't want her to do that.
Didn't have a towel in the car, did I? No. Nah.
See, a lot of people may think, you know, they just do it because they don't understand that you don't want them to do that. Or
no, they know you don't
want them. Well.
They look at you and they do give you that grin.
Psychology professor Stanley Coren believes some dogs' playful behaviour shows they are clearly having a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He believes the human correlation between playfulness and sense of humour can be witnessed indeed in dogs. Some dog breeds are more playful than others as well, he reckons, with Chihuahuas among those lacking a sense of humour.
That doesn't surprise me.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they're
nippy.
Yeah, they are, and they yep.
They yep, and they nip, and yeah. Where's your sense of humour, Chihuahuas?
Yeah.
Come on, lighten up, bros.
I know, right?
According to dog expert and psychology professor Stanley Coren, certain breeds do indeed have a sense of humour, and it's often at their owner's expense.
Yeah.
The most typical one is their game of keep away, where you toss something to a dog, they'll grab it, run a distance away, then drop it on the ground and wait until you come close and then grab it and run away again. They do that, don't they?
They definitely do that, sneaky little bugger.
He said the key to understanding dog behaviour was to consider their mind was the equivalent of a 2 to 3 year old human, claiming dogs had the same sense of humour you would get from a child.
That's so cute.
Certain clusters of dogs have an incredible sense of humour, he said, and for them their motto is, nothing is worth doing unless it creates a furor.
Yeah, that
they like annoying
so
their owners.
This makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Because they do. Like, I was watering the garden yesterday with Santi before we went to the dog park, and I was like, come here, sit down, and you know when she's not listening because she looks at you and she does give you that grin and then she bolts.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you don't have your lead on here.
She's playing a prank on you.
Yeah, she definitely knows, and she knows, like, that I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm like, get back here. And she's like, no, I'm not going to listen to you now. I'm going to the beach.
She could be in one of them Jackass films.
Yeah, pretty much. She could.
Well, that's today's dog news. Hit it, Jerry.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
18 minutes to 8, RE, song snag time.
It's time. Okay, up for grabs. You could be in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella. And on Wednesdays, they have a super special waffle deal between 3 and 4 p.m. on Wednesdays only. Get 25% off waffles. We're going to play a little bit of a snagged snippet for you. Snag song, if you know it, give Boss Man a call. He's back at HQ on 1-300-655-922.
Yeah, word has it, it's badly snagged today. Let's hear it. A bit of extra there.
There's some extra little something in there.
Is she saying I'm dumb? I'm dumb, is she saying?
Really listen to the tune though.
Yeah. All right, if you know what that is, give Jerry a call at 1-300-655-922 and we'll pop you in the draw for those waffles. CFM's Anna Minari, live from Burnie.
Song Snag.
Jesse from Smithton, here's the song for Song Snag. What do you think it might be?
Iko.
We played that one earlier, but that's not the song we're after. So it's not Iko. Here's the song again. Badly snagged, as they would say. If you think you know what it is, 1-300-655-922. CFM's Adam and Ari. They're live from Burnie today. Best of the Best is open now. Vote online through cfmtaz.com.au.
Hit music. Music.
Voting is open now for the Best of the Best in the Burnie area. Here's one you could vote for, if you're so inclined.
Maggie,
you could say.
Yep.
Maggie Cars and Gifts is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Stock arriving every day, Ari, just in time for the early and the late Christmas shoppers.
I think we need to be early Christmas shoppers.
I will never be that. That's just not who I am.
Yeah, you need a personal Christmas shopper.
Sometimes.
To do it all for you.
Sometimes I have to find a store that is open Christmas Day. Because I'm that late.
Really?
Sometimes.
That is so shocking.
I know.
So shocking. Beautiful willow tree figurines in stock now, though.
Yeah, Bamboo Crew name bowls and cutlery for the little ones and name drink bottles.
They never have my name.
Yeah, and if they did, it wouldn't be spelt the right way.
No, it never has the E on the end, if they do.
So they often have Adam.
See, that was a hint for you. That is a present option.
Do we have to get each other gifts?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I want all Adam and Ari merchandise.
This is the worst possible news. But you can get ready for 2022 as well with Blue Mountain Art Calendars, Ari.
Wall art and clocks galore too.
I need some more wall art because the only thing on my wall is...
Pearl Jam.
No. I haven't put that up yet. No, I've got a little photo of me with Justin Langer when I'm a kid. That's all that's on my wall. He's the he's the coach of the Australian cricket team.
Oh.
But he was a player at the time when I was a kid.
Okay.
Got a little signed photo with
him. A little bit cute.
But I do need some more wall art.
Okay, good present option for you then. I'll get a picture of us at this OB up on a big screen. Big one.
That's what you're going to get me?
Yep.
Wow, you spoiled the surprise now. We have to get something else. Maggie's have a beautiful range of scented candles too.
Yeah.
I'm never quite sure where to get candles from because I do like a candle. I'll take a candle over an incense any day.
Oh, yeah, the incense, they drop and make a mess.
Yeah, and the smell, they don't smell as good as a can.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Don't forget those brides-to-be. Maggie's have all the hen's night essentials to get the party started.
I'm going to have to go there because I missed out on my future sister-in-law's hen's night the other week.
Mm.
So I might have to have a sneaky one next week.
Yeah, because you're going to Adelaide for this wedding, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love a hen's
Hopefully
party.
You don't get locked out of Taz.
Oh, if I do, we'll just phone in.
Very, very risky behaviour from Ari. But yes, that's Maggie Cards and Gifts. If you'd like to vote for him, you can vote for him right now as well at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
You asked me to get these current temps, Adam, just for everyone listening. Off air, current temps, current. And then you cover my page and I can't read them.
Sorry about that. But hey, it is a grand old flag, isn't it? High flying flag.
Good chance, though.
Yes, the D's.
Go the D's.
Premier's 2022 as well, I reckon.
Football.
Hey, we did go to an AFL grand final at the boss's
house.
We sure
did.
He's listening right now. He's back pressing those buttons. Thanks for all the button pressing, Jerry. And thanks for the party. He bought a little cup, which I got to keep.
Hey, I won something. Football. Norm Smith.
Yeah, so you correctly predicted that it'd be Christian Petrarca winning that Norm Smith.
Yeah, I made up some nicknames for some of the footballers too. There was one with a... Fro mullet.
Yeah.
And Daz from 7AD. Hmm. Him and I decided that we're going to call it a mulfro.
How about Ben Brown, though? Local, Northwest Coaster.
Oh, that's the Devonport dude.
Yeah, and according to Martin Agerton, first with local news, he said his nickname's Krusty, which makes total sense. It's a bit crusty looking. But his brother, did you know, Ben Brown's brother, plays with the Northwest Thunder.
Thunder!
Yes.
Go football.
We are live from Burnie for CFM's Best of the Best. Get voting now at cfmtaz.com.au. It does just to make things even better, Fuel Shimmer. Love this track. CFM's Anna Minari live from Burnie. So far away from me too, well, far away.
She calls me from the cold.
So far away from me too, well, far away.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Good singing skills, Adam. I'm impressed.
I think we should have just had me sing the whole song.
More importantly, Adam, we've got the Street Team out and about.
Yeah.
We're going to cross live to Keisha, who's actually standing right next to me. Where are you and what have you got today?
Well, we are hanging out outside of the station at 31A Wilson Street in Burnie. I've got some fresh bread, thanks to Cripps Masterloaf. I've got some Mini Moo yogurts as well. I've got our CFM stickers and our CFM Friends of Benefits key tags. So come and say hello. Get some freebies.
We love free stuff, especially Cripps Masterloaf. You can do so much with bread, fairy bread, savoury toast.
And if we've missed anything, we can just nip back up into the office and go get it.
Yeah.
So we're sorted. I think Takesha's going to go do just that.
Yeah.
You're very heavily involved in promotions as part of your job here,
yep.
More so than I. So I need to ask you something. Mm. Can someone vote for the Melbourne Demons as the best of the best?
Well, are they in Burnie?
Well, there's fans in Burnie, probably.
Yeah, but we're looking for the best of the best in Burnie. You could technically vote for the best of the best fan, like who's the number one D's fan in Burnie.
Could you?
But the team isn't here.
So you could vote for just a human being, the
yeah,
Ghost
of
D's.
Yeah, of course. If you want to vote for the best of the best tree, or plant, or plant, shop, beach, what, road.
What about this?
House.
Best of the best seagulls or birds, because you...
No bird nominations will be taken.
You've been stressing
They'll
out.
They'll be deleted.
So you're going to corrupt the list.
Yeah, if you're voting for a seagull, no one knows that negativity in their life.
Because Ari is terrified of birds, been worried all day about the seagulls gaining on her, surrounding her.
Yeah, there was a few this morning, but with all the people around now, they've disappeared, thank God.
Yeah, you know what I noticed when Hobart was in lockdown anyway? I was down in Hobart when we locked down in Taz.
Yeah.
Birds were everywhere because they couldn't scavenge food because there hadn't been people around to drop food.
They're taken over.
No That's one fine. Thinks of the poor seagulls though, Ari.
Poor seagulls. What about those poor pigeons?
Anyway.
Word sandwich.
More. CFM's Adam and Ari live from Burnie, a live from Burnie edition of Word Sandwich. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, this is the game we play every day.
We do play this
game. We give you two words. Well, Thea does. Thea's back in the studio with Bossman Jerry, falling in love with each other. If you know the word that goes in the middle of these two words, give them both a call on 1-300-655-922. And if you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can go in and taste the difference.
All right, so get the number ready, 1-300-655-922, if you know what word goes in the middle of these words. Thea, hit us.
Your words for today are power and wheel.
Ooh, power and wheel.
Power and wheel.
Dear me, it's badly snagged. You know what goes
wrong game, Adam. Wrong game.
If you know what goes in the middle of power and wheel, give Jerry at HQ a call on 1-300-655-922. Tell him. And we'll pop you in the drawer for that savoury box.
Word sandwich.
More.
Nicole from Devonport, here's your words for word sandwich.
Your words for today are power and wheel.
Nicole, what do you think the word is?
Is it station?
It's not station.
All right, thank you.
Drew from Penguin, here's your words.
Your words for today are power and wheel.
Power and wheel, what's the word?
Is it steering?
The word for my sandwich is steering. Power steering. Steering wheel.
Well done to you. We're going to put you in the running to win that $60 savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. So well done.
Beauty. Thank you very kindly.
Hit music. Music.
Now, we are all about who's the best of the best in the Burnie area today. We want you to vote right now. But remember the great times we shared on Friday?
Oh, my God. Wasn't Friday fun? Fancy Friday.
Yeah, in the Latrobe and Kentish area.
Yeah.
You got voting at cfmtaz.com.au. And we have to tell you who you voted for, right?
Okay, drum roll, please. The best of the best in Latrobe and beyond is Pots of Love.
Clap them off.
Insert well clap. Woohoo!
Pots of love.
Pots of love.
Thanks for voting and good on your pots of love. Congrats.
They actually have some really nice pots in there.
It's official. They're the best.
I had to not take my wallet in because I was like, you know, when you go in there, you just want to spend all your money there.
Well, especially if they're the best of the best in the area.
Yeah, well, they are. You get the wallet. They're voted by you.
You get the wallet out and you splash that cash.
Yeah, splash the cash.
So there you go. Congrats to Pots of Love and get voting now for the best of the best in the Burnie area because it's open right now. And, of course, we'll let you know who wins that tomorrow on our little breakfast show.
Oh, how cute.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Okay, what is it?
I'm laughing because
Adam's got a giggle.
Ari writes down her current temps and I'm just laughing at the way you write eight.
I can't reach it. It's not directly in front of me, is it?
You do two little circles that join together. Like a lot of people do an eight with just one stroke.
Yeah, the infinity.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, usually that's how I do
it. Oh, is it?
But I'm on an angle here because we're on a slant, which means we're sitting super close together because I don't want to
tumble down the hill. I mean,
they're not even
there's
joined.
An eight there that's not really joined. It's just two circles
and then
very
there's
far
a circle
apart.
For the degree
I
as
know.
Well.
Sorry, I just couldn't help it. I thought it was funny. But yeah, we're here for another hour in Burnie. We're looking for the best of the best in the Burnie area. Voting's open now up to 4 p.m. Who do you think's the best business in the Burnie area? And we'll let you know who you vote for tomorrow on the breakfast
$1,000 up for cash. Just think of the cash money.
$1,000 up for cash is right. All right.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Time to get out of here.
It is, but voting doesn't stop here, Adam. You can vote all the way through until 4 o'clock today for the best of the best in Burnie.
Yes, thanks to you, Ari. Thanks to the street team. Takesha was out here
also
early.
Also, Harry. Harry was here at 4 o'clock as well this morning, so thanks, Haz.
Very early setting up. Thanks, gang.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jerry, fiddling with the knobs back at HQ there. And also, as always, Jerry's put together a little compilation,
nervous.
Some of the best bits on and off the air, one of his famous compilations, you could say, or infamous.
This is the first time we are hearing this too.
Yeah, it always is. So fire away, Jerry. Let's hear it. Check. Who's doing the snorting?
Don't bring it up if you don't want it.
Check.
Chickity. Oh, that's loud.
Check the mic.
Good times, though. This is He's just the strangest person. Coffee. Well, one of them was actually in code. Remember that one when I was like 22465? Like, what the hell does that mean?
Tutti frutti.
How many coffees do you reckon you could drink in one sitting? Do you reckon you'd have a max cap? Oh, go, Adam. Go, Ads. Get him, boy. We don't have a Burnie song. Hey, Jellyfish.
Oh, this is me every morning.
Thank you.
When I'm walking the dog, in the shower. Yeah, you're so good together.
Yeah, because if you have the day first, then the days, it'll go...
Oh, you write the day or you just put the date?
No, I put the number of the month first because then it'll go in order of month first and then day.
But that's not alphabetical order because there's no letters in it.
Yeah, but it's still alphabetical order.
How? And there's no letters in it.
If you order it by alphabetical order, it will order it with the numbers in the order of numbers as well.
Surely there's a different word for that.
Numerical order?
Yeah.
Well, if you want.
Well, there's no letters in it. It can't be alphabetical. That's not the best Burnie. Totally works.
Huh?
It worked. You weren't paying attention. Do you ever want to do the show?
Oh, my God. Look how much mud there
is. I know. What?
Let's do a breakfast radio
show. Oh, my God, Adam. Let's do it. Let's do it. Live your life.
All right.
Happy Monday.
So far away from me too well, far away. Oh, thanks, Jerry.
Thank you for getting the best bits off air today.
These compilations are real eye-openers. I've no idea how much crap we talk.
Until
it's reflected back at me like
that. Wow.
So, Jerry Shears, delivering the goods with the compilation once again.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Keep voting for the best of the best in Burnie right up till 4 p.m. and we'll let you know tomorrow morning during breakfast who's
been
voted.
Dinner time now for us.
Yeah.
So hungry.
Bedtime. Dinner time and bedtime. Let's get some rest.